Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
All right. Well, just met with some folks that own some two clubs of the same franchise. And last year, I felt like they're well in life. They've owned the studio for a while. They're an older people like that's interesting in life. And so they're trying to put a few feelers out, see what's available. Do they want to keep this? Do they want to be done with this? And so it was a good hour-long discussion. It was actually kind of cool. Something that I've noticed, these two folks on the club, they're a little quirky, a little bit fun. Definitely, when I bought my studio in Eden Prairie, very much like an old owner was involved and engaged. The members knew who they were. And here in these other two studios, the owners, used to be heavily engaged, but now they're, more absent from everything, which is really important. It's really great. And so along the way, they've been able to more managers in, figure out their involvement, their day to day, and seeing what they could end up getting.
Okay.
Of all the franchisees, I think the private is the most businessy minded of everyone. So I'm sure they have very good systems, very good manuals, consistent, predictable lead system. You're probably a stable business. I'm finding out no business is stable as they say it is. The episode before this, I definitely was tired of first month was rough. We lost money, a lot of money. And I heard back from, I just got confirmations afterwards, one of the items in there was, that's an invisible expense, not money lost to the bank account. So it's not like we just got hit by a Mack truck or anything. But how do I share this with the fam without raising alarm? Why are we going to figure out? The folks are looking to these two clubs, see what they have beyond. I don't here's what a buyer went through. Here's some quirks that they had. Here's what a cop deal through a broker. Here's what kind of a 10-year lease was what you had to do. Here's what kind of payout you'd be expecting. I'm making up numbers for revenue and for profit for you. So here's probably what you could get. If it's this and this and this. Hopefully your taxes are done separately and you're not doing one altogether. Your manager's been there a while and do you have managers figuring out all the nuance? And so it was almost here's what your buyer is stepping into. So you're going to be dealing with this because the buyer is going to be stuck on this. And you could like the buyer, but they can't do squat until your buyer can't do squat. I'm going to start that phrase over. You can like the buyer. And if their hands are tied because of loan cycles, you as a seller are also subject to the loan requirement. So leases, injections, equity requirements. This is what you're going to be dealing with. And so just sharing that, I think it's easy to know, it's kind of what we know through, but talking through to someone who just got put through the ringer for this, now they know, here's what to expect. And it's definitely an adventure. So I don't know. I'm still breathing pressure of we lost money our first month. And then realizing, two opportunities. So I'll put my hat in the ring. That would be very exciting. Here's the trajectory and the adventure that I want to take with them. So in a weird way, I'm also licking my wounds, but also saying sign me up for more. Here's my flag of purpose. And it was good. They were talking about things they wanted. In mid-combo, I just had this revelation. I'm going to pull up my personal values list. So I pulled up my, my go-to, what is it? What do they call it? I'm going to pull it up. My mission. Who we are. With a no, and here's my mission statement. Still getting ironed out. With a no-brainer go-to consultant for our members' needs. We set the standard for excellence in all we do.
We're humble and give others credit. It's part of our DNA. We celebrate growth from all starting spots. Our culture is magnetic and uplifting that it permeates the rest of the system. We call it hop under places to work. If we stand behind their back, we should also stand to their face. We correct in private, we praise in public. There's another one in there. What should it be? We apologize. We forgive and we forgive. We apologize and we own our mistake. We forgive, we apologize, we own our mistakes. Just stared at it, like just straight up, because you can say like, oh, we believe in integrity. We believe in doing the right thing. We treat people like family. Like, well, no, like, have it written down before you say it. And so you gotta have your values out, right? And finally, it's not the value. The value of having your values down is not because you can prove people that you have them. Because you put the thought and intention into writing them down. And that you care. And that it's worthwhile. And that these are people's lives. These members are people. And it's worth putting a note on your phone. Like, here's my character best. Usually care about. Here's my non-negotiable. Here's what I'm not giving up on. And you gotta have that. Right now, finished up that meeting. I feel like I'm Mr. Meeting Man today. Finished up, not how you do a bank. And my mouth is dry because I haven't had food in a while. I want to check the meeting. Keep pressing on, man. When days are down, when you're in the dump, keep going. Take the punch. Know that there's going to be a second round. This is not the end. We're not dying. We're going to make it. We've got the day job. Got the business. Knew this was not easy. We knew it would be profitable. First month was sucky. That was rough. And what are we going to learn from that? What are we going to do next? Here we go. It's Rack and Wolf.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.